or searchsecurity.com. I'm Bill Brenner. You're listening to our Security Wire Weekly podcast for November 28th, 2007. This week, I talked to Rohit Damankar, director of the SANS Top 20 project, about this year's SANS Top 20 Attack Trends report. Also, a look at Mozilla's latest security fix for Firefox. We begin with word that exploit code has been released for a zero-day buffer overflow flaw in Apple Incorporated's widely used QuickTime Media Player, giving attackers the opportunity to hijack vulnerable computers running Mac OS X and the latest versions of Microsoft Windows. The problem is a boundary error that surfaces when affected machines try to process RTSP replies. Attackers can exploit this to cause a stack-based buffer overflow via a specially crafted RTSP reply with an overly long content type header. To blunt the threats, security experts recommend users steer clear of unfamiliar websites, untrusted links, and QTL files. Next, Mozilla has released Firefox 2.0.0.10 to fix several security flaws attackers could have exploited to conduct cross-site request forgery attacks and potentially hijack a user's computer. One Mozilla advisory outlined three memory corruption and crash conditions attackers could exploit to run arbitrary code. Another advisory noted it was possible to generate a fake HTTP referrer header by exploiting a timing condition when setting the Windows.location property, and that attackers could have exploited it to conduct a cross-site request forgery attack against websites that rely only on the referrer header as protection against such attacks. We'll be back after this message.
Mergers and acquisitions are common in today's rapidly changing business market. And before long, M&A activity will almost certainly have an effect on your organization's enterprise security. Don't be caught by surprise. Start preparing today by checking out searchsecurity.com's Corporate Mergers and Acquisitions Learning Guide. Experts like Michael Cobb and Ed Skotus offer advice on how to successfully integrate compliance efforts, merge network security policies, defend disparate web application infrastructures, and much more. Master the policy practices and people problems of post-merger security. Check out the Corporate Mergers and Acquisitions Learning Guide today. Visit searchsecurity.com and search for Mergers and Acquisitions. You'll be glad you did.
This week, the SANS Institute unveiled its annual top 20 list of security risks, describing how bad guys are preying on gullible users and flawed applications such as web browsers and media players to break into company networks and steal sensitive data. In the bigger picture, the SANS Institute said it has observed, among other things, a significant growth in the number of client-side vulnerabilities, including flaws in browsers, office software, media players, and other desktop applications. A continuing trend where users practice careless web browsing habits on work machines, increasing a company's overall risk, and web application vulnerabilities in open source as well as custom-built applications that account for almost half the total number of vulnerabilities discovered in the past year. I asked Rohit Damankar, director of the SANS Top 20 project and senior security research manager at Tipping Point, to summarize the highlights and this year's ultimate lesson for IT pros. Here's an excerpt from that interview. Give me your opinion on what the big takeaway is of this year's SANS report. What to you is new compared to last year?
To me personally, the refocusing on getting away actually from just talking about the vulnerabilities in various operating systems. Till the last year, actually, we have always classified problems by operating systems. However, I think this is the first time we kind of have focused and want everybody, including smaller and larger enterprises, to be aware of the risk posed by client-side vulnerabilities. And they have been moved, actually, we'll see them at the top of the list. And these are the vulnerabilities that have been talked about, but we just wanted to make sure that people are heavily focused in protecting them. So far, what usually you see is people going and trying to protect their servers, so they have firewalls in place and all those mechanisms. But now the threat also is all your desktop users in an enterprise who are browsing the internet, and if you're not having controls as to what they are browsing, the chances of infection in your enterprise are much higher. Mm-hmm. And so that's one thing which we wanted to highlight. The second thing which has been highlighted kind of in the write-up of some of these is the fact that the sophistication for these attacks has definitely gone not just above from what I have seen during last year. So by sophistication of the attacks, I mean when people are trying to attack your web browsers and your media players and Office documents, the way the exploit code or the attack code is written, it has definitely evolved. And now the attackers are very actively trying to get past your antivirus and systems like that. So you see the code changing rapidly. You see the code heavily obfuscated so that none of your security teams can catch it and they can still compromise it. So that makes the problem further difficult, especially for the client-side protection.
And one thing that I found interesting when reading this was the suggestion that probably one of the biggest problems IT shops face is that users continue to fall for phishing-type attacks. But the thing that interested me was the report seems to really point a finger at company executives as being particularly susceptible to phishing attacks. Talk about where that information comes from.
Well, okay, so one of the examples of that was the recent Salesforce.com phishing. Mm-hmm. And in that particular incident, the Salesforce.com is used as a tool for sales. And a lot of companies, small and big, I think, are customers for Salesforce. So what happened is somebody at Salesforce, either his laptop got compromised or he got phished, and the information about the accounts was taken away by the attackers.
Let me make sure that I got this straight. You used the Salesforce incident as an example, and the type of phishing email that was sent out, which was made to look like, it was the FTC wanting to inform the company of a violation. So is the suggestion that when the bad guys are cooking up emails like that, they're directly targeting your executive types who are going to look at something like that and freak out and click the URL before they know what hit them?
There's definitely that. The information which is being gathered is what we have overall seen is the sophistication in the phishing and very targeted groups now. Instead of, you still have these mass phishing emails going around for all the popular brands, but there are very specific attacks like that.
If you're an IT administrator and this is the kind of threat that you're dealing with, what is your advice for them?
Well, there are a few advisors listed back in the document, and one of the some of the advisors have been really summarized at the end of the list. And if you can do a lot of those things, the risks from these kind of attacks would go down. One of the things which we would like the IT people to do is to start URL blocking. There are three things available, like Firefox would have a plugin. Where you can, people know that there are certain bad sites and these sites are blocked. I have seen that in IE as well, where if a site is posting some phishing websites or exploits, it would kind of block the site. It needs to be done more at the network level if all the information can be consolidated from freeware tools, or you can, I'm sure there are a lot of companies out there that primarily do URL blocking. Either of them, you can use those things to make sure that the end result being the users in your enterprise are not able to go to those websites, which are setting up these kind of scams.
As part of our coverage on this, I'm inviting our listeners to visit our blog at searchsecurity.com and sound off on whether the SANS Top 20 is still a useful report or just a retread of what practitioners already know. You'll find in my blog posting that people are mixed on the subject. From the searchsecurity.com homepage, go under the News category at the top of the page, select Blogs, and then select Security Bytes. That's it for this week. The latest information security news is always available, as it breaks, on our news page at searchsecurity.com/news. And you can always catch our Security Wire weekly podcasts, featuring summaries of the latest news and interviews with security professionals at searchsecurity.com/podcast. Again, I'm Bill Brenner. As always, thanks for listening.